Thursday mornings, we check in with Marianne Combs from NPR News for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
What is on the arts docket here this weekend?
Tonight, you must take action tonight. And I'm you know, it's not like plan your weekend. It's like starting now. We have a show at Bedlam Lower Town in downtown St. Paul, conveniently located on the light rail line stop. You know, it's the end of Black History Month. And we have a great show that I think embodies some of that. It's Black Audience is a band from Minneapolis that performs folk, Black heritage, chain gang work songs. They are going to be performing tonight at Bedlam Lower Town at 10:45 p.m. Before that, you have a chance to see Voice of Culture, which is a West African drum and dance and griot group from the north side of Minneapolis. They'll be performing at 9:45. So back-to-back performances at Bedlam Lower Town, which promise to offer a lot in terms of movement and music.
All right.
So I'm recommending that one. All right. More movement. Flying Foot Forum at the Kohl's Center for Dance and the Performing Arts this weekend.
I've always found that hard to say. Flying Foot Forum.
Flying Foot Forum.
Gotta say it slowly.
And they're presenting the Percussion Project. Presenting the Percussion Project. presenting the Percussion Project.
A lot of alliteration from anxious anchors placed in powerful posts. Yes. All right. So that's cool. We've got flying feet and percussion.
Yes. And this is, it's an evening of work. It's that... physical percussive dance in which they create their own rhythms to create the dances as they're performing. So, and they are doing their scenes. They describe it as crazy chefs, madcap vaudevillians, tricky baseball umpires, and ghostly Victorians reciting eerie poetry all grace the stage, stirring up a percussive whirlwind of flying feet, hands, pots, pans, and basically anything they can get their hands on, including each other.
Wow.
So
sounds like just a Stromboli of things happening at once.
Yeah, exactly. It's and it looks like something good for audiences of all ages. This is promises to be very fun and very entertaining and fast paced and rhythmic. So all sorts of good things. And that's this weekend at the Kohl Center for Dance and the Performing Arts. So you got that. And then more movement.
Yes.
It's a weekend of movement.
But this is, this might hurt a little bit, this one.
Okay.
This is called the Gentleman's Pratfall Club, and it's at the Bryant Lake Bowl this weekend. A struggling actor and cruel French clown battle for the most coveted role in children's television, Captain Clumsy. The mysterious Gentleman's Pratfall Club holds the key to victory. Membership is free, but what are the hidden costs? One man will discover that standing up for what you believe in is easy, falling down for it is hard. So this is from the Comedy Suitcase duo, which is Levi Weinhagen and Josh Scrimshaw, who are known for their pratfalls and being able, doing each other more physical damage throughout the evening as the show continues.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be lots of laughs. Also, they specialize in family friendly productions, so everybody is welcome. And this show is this weekend at Bryant Lake Bowl. So we have Black Audience, Voice of Culture at Bedlam Lower Town, Flying Foot Forum at the Kohl Center for Dance and Performing Art, and the Gentleman's Pratfall Club at the Bryant Lake Bowl.
Sweet recommendations, as always, Marianne. Thank you.
My pleasure.
You can check out all those things listed again with links provided as well over at thecurrent.org. Marianne Combs from NPR News joins us for the Weekend Arts Roundup Thursday mornings. We'll send her out.